Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Jeff Dix, superintendent of the Washington and Waco school districts, speaking about the auditorium at the Washington High School and the agreement between the two districts to share a superintendent.
Another facility that has seen quite the addition is the high school.
Yeah, the auditorium is really coming together. I am so excited for people to be able to get in and really see this. I know you've been on a couple tours as we've progressed through. We've let the media in and get a sneak peek. It's just frustrating at the end of any project. You have these little things that can hold you up. There's no urgency to get into it. There is a first performance that's booked in October. We'll make that, but it would be so nice to have it sooner. But again, I understand that. I've had many construction projects and just so many little things at the very end. And safety is our top priority. And that's kind of one of the stumbling blocks is all of those systems need to be in place because when you put 700 people potentially in one area, you need to have emergency lighting that's been tested. And so what we'll really be holding off for is an occupancy permit, which ensures that all those systems are in place. This one is special for Washington in that so many people took part in making this project happen. Vision Iowa was a big piece. The Washington County Riverboat Foundation was a very large piece, $2.5 million. And then the general obligation bond by the community again, and then all the individual donors, which I've heard there's up to 400 of those, made this project come together. It's going to be a great addition to the high school. It really, the kids have already noticed the entrance from the commons, and it just has that marquee feel to it. So we're very excited about everything happening.
So the public will have a chance to see that for that first play in October?
Actually, we're going to try and do something before that. I just can't pinpoint a date yet since we don't have a completion or occupancy, but we will get that out in the media as soon as we find a time that we can do that.
Sounds great. And will the facility have a special name or is it just the Washington Auditorium?
Yeah, right now that's where it's at. It's just part of the Washington High School and the Washington Community School District. So I know there was some talk about naming rights, but I don't think anybody stepped up at this point.
All right. Well, it sounds like a very exciting start to the school year. And one other part that is new this year is some of the sharing arrangements with the Waco School District. How does that look?
Right. So I've been a shared superintendent before, and I kind of forgot how that was, but great support at each district. So I spend about a day and a half at Waco and a 3.5 in Washington. So I split those up however it needs to be split for the week, and there's different needs. Some weeks it's different. I did make all six buildings on the first day at Washington and the second day at Waco, which was really exciting to see all the different classrooms in one day. I didn't get to every classroom, obviously, but I was in every building that day. And that's a good thing. I could see benefits for both districts already. We also share maintenance, and maintenance sharing has went so much smoother with one superintendent. So I think both districts will benefit there. I bring things back from Waco and I take things from Washington. So I hope everybody's going to be equally benefited. I can't say enough again about the support from both staffs as well as both boards, understanding that there's some give and take needed to make it really successful. But I don't see any major stumbling blocks and only benefits coming for both districts, I hope.
And how did those first couple of days in both districts go to start the school year?
You know, this is one of the smoothest starts to a school year I've ever seen. And not just because there weren't challenges, there were challenges, but our staff at both districts just really stepped it up and made this the most welcoming environment that I've seen. Parents were smiling, kids were smiling. There's always some of those issues. You know, day two, we were without power at Stewart until about 10 to 7. But we held firm that, hey, this will happen. It'll come together. And the power came back on and we got through the second day. So, yeah, it's been a great start. People should get out and visit our schools. I know the middle school also had some work done. A private group stepped forward and got a mini grant for that. There's a new seating area where they poured some cement walls up and kids can sit around that. And then they made a sidewalk that connects the south side of the building, that big entrance there, to the front sidewalk. And so kids used to just kind of run through that area, but it looks, and I just received a compliment from a gentleman downtown at, he caught me at the coffee corner. He said, "I really like that." I said, "I went by there and I think I saw 100 kids sitting on that wall. I'm not sure it'll hold 100, but there must have been a bunch there." But it is a really nice improvement to that area. Kids kind of wait out there to get into the building, and now there's a seating area. Again, we thank the community for all their support to Washington Community Schools, and also to those people from Waco that support the Waco schools.
That's been today's Washington Page with Superintendent Jeff Dix of the Washington and Waco School Districts. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.